Today's Shir Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud, Amar Abayim. Says the Maram Abayim, HaKamoidim, everybody is in agreement. Hecha da Amar, if a husband gave a get to his wife in the evening and said to her, L'shutetze Chana Natika, when the sun will come out in the morning, what he meant to say was that the get will only be valid that when the sun comes out. And therefore, if unfortunately Kimais Belaila, should this husband pass away during the night, this will be considered a situation of have a get lachemisa, where the get is only supposed to take effect after the passing away, as we have discussed many times in our shurim. The halacha is that ain get lachemisa. A get cannot be valid after the husband passed away, as we've explained many times. The reason for that is because marriage is already terminated when the husband passes away. And since the marriage is already terminated, you can't terminate a marriage that's already terminated. And the Rishonim point out, if he had relations with her that night before the sun came out, then also the get would become nullified by having the relations, as we were going to be speaking, having relations after the get was written but before it went into effect. But if the husband, when he gave this get to the wife, used different wording, the wording that he used was amenas shetetze chana natika. He connected the get to a condition. He connected the get to a condition that the sun comes out. Says the Gemara. Clearly, what he meant was ma'akshav kamala. What he meant to say was that the get should be valid from this moment. Damar of Nachman, damar of Hunam Rav, kolay ma'amenas. A Gemara that we've learned many times. Whoever says Almanas is considered like he said me'achshav, and therefore using the word almanas is the equivalent of saying that I want it to be effective from now. And since that's what he meant, the get will be a valid get. Lo'inechaku, says the Gemara. When is there a machloikus of the chachamim in our Mishnah and the Rabbeinu Seinu? Ela imteitze. If he said if imteitze, or as we learned, he says, "Hareza gittachem loybasi." Masav l'krab Yosef d'Amar zmanu shel shtar mechichalach. The Tanav Abraisa holds that Rav Yosi taught us that the date written into the shtar proves from when the get should be valid. So here too, this get has a date. Since this get has a date, that's enough to make it into a valid get. V'avalei k'mayoyim imati. So it's as if he said that the get should be effective from today. So the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi of the concept of the Zmanu shel shtar mechichalach, v'avalei kimati greida. It's only as if I die, and therefore the get is not chal if it's supposed to only be chal after he passes away. We learned in the Mishnah, kistu v'tunu get l'ishti, im loybasu v'kam d'shnei masachodesh. The husband left instructions, give a get to my wife if I don't come within the 12 months. And they wrote the get, we learned in the Mishnah, within those 12 months, but they only gave it to her after 12 months. So it's not a good get because they didn't follow instructions. Rabbi Yossi said that since they were told to write a get before when the get is supposed to take effect, even though the get, he explains, was written before the time of the instruction, it's a get, even though the get was written before the 12 months are up. Amle Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Lemek Asover Rav Yosi, how will we explain, he suggests, the opinion of Rav Yosef? Kosvar get al Tanai, somebody said wrote a get based on a Tanai, even though the condition, if the get was connected to stipulation, even though the stipulation was not yet accomplished, the get is fine. And therefore, the Rabbi Yossi will say, in the case where somebody said, and he died within the 12 months, so the Mishnah said it's ain't a get, because he meant that the get should only be valid after 12 months, and by that time he was unfortunately no longer here. Still, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that isn't considered a violate. Writing the get before is not considered a violation of what the husband's desire was, and therefore that it will be a good get. And the Ritva explains, because Rabbi Yossi explains that the husband, even though he used these words, was not makbid, was not particular, the get should not be written beforehand. Says the Gemara again, Elayim kasev Rabbi Yosef, kasev get al tanai kasher, loy. Says the Gemara, loylam, Rabbi Yosef will agree that it's possible. So if that's the case, why in the case of our Mishnah did he say it's kosher? Shani hacha, here it's different. Midahav le lameimer im lebasi, if I don't come till after 12 months, kiss v'tenu, then write and give a get. V'amar, but that's not what he said. What he said was, kiss v'tenu. He said, write the get now. Im loibasi. Hachkama. Ma'achsha, he said, you could write the get now. And what he meant to say was, im loibasi. And therefore, when I won't come, you could deliver the get. And therefore, it's not considered a violation of what he wanted. And the Rabbanan opinion is, loishna hachi v'loishna hachi. It doesn't make a difference how he expressed himself. In both cases, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that he meant that the get should only be written after the 12 months. And therefore, the Rabbanan say if the get was written before the 12 months, it's not a valid get. Tan Rabbanan, if somebody said to his wife, this is your get if I won't come after this Shvuah. Shvuah, we know, is the set of 7 years which make up a Shemitah. And he said this get should be a get if I won't come till after Shemitah is over. So says the Gemara, what does that mean? Shona. It means that he has to wait a year after the Shemitah. He has to wait till the eighth year passes. And Tosfos points out that even though he said Shvuah, he said it's a set of 7 years, the Locha, says Tosfos, is not that he has to wait until that he has to wait 7 years. Let's say we're in the middle of the Shemitah cycle, and it's quite close already to the end of the Shemitah cycle. He only has to wait till the end of the Shemitah cycle plus 1 year. Lach Hashanah, if he said the get should be valid after a year, we have to wait Chodesh, a month after that year is over. Chodesh, if he said Lach Chodesh, that the get should be valid after the month, then the halacha is you have to wait Shabbos a week for after the month is over. Lacha Shabbos, so says the Gemara, if somebody said after Shabbos, what will be the amount of time when the get should be valid? Mai. Says the Gemara, Yosra of Zera, Kameder of Asi, Vamalei of Asi, Kameder of Yochanan, V'kama Chad B'Shabbos, V'trei V'tloso, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are all considered Basa Shabbos. They're still connected to the previous week's Shabbos. Arba v'chamshu mal shabsa, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, kam shabsa, are connected ready to next week. So therefore, obviously, what he's saying is that if he says the get should not be get till after Shabbos, it means that he's going to have to wait until Wednesday. Why will he have to wait till Wednesday? Because the Gemara just said that until Wednesday, it's considered Shabbos. And of course, this halacha is most relevant to Hilchos Shabbos, that the halacha is that Havdalah, of course, should be said Matzoy Shabbos. But if you didn't say Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, you could say Havdalah till Wednesday. So Chanarcha Rav says that you could even do Shnai Mikra V'achetargim. It's considered that still connected to Shabbos until Wednesday, and one could properly fulfill the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'achetargim until Wednesday. There's an interesting question. If somebody could fulfill Mav Malka on until Wednesday. Because the question the Paiskim say comes up, the halacha is that sometimes Tisha B'Av falls on Matzah Shabbos. And obviously, if Tisha B'Av falls on Matzah Shabbos, we can't eat Mlav Malka that Matzah Shabbos. Can the Mlav Malka be made up? Can the Mlav Malka be made up until Wednesday? Most Paiskim certainly are of the opinion that Mlav Malka cannot be made up until Wednesday. Mlav Malka is strictly something that we should eat on Matzah Shabbos. But I did see that the Paiskim say that in a case like Tisha B'Av, where it's impossible to eat the Mlav Malka on Matzah Shabbos, maybe there is room for leniency. So I saw from the Kotzker, if a person gets a hashpah, a person gets the desire, this iris, the inspiration to avoid Hashem, then the halach, there's two types of inspiration. If it comes from the person himself, then it may not last. But if this iris, says the Kotzker, comes from Shemayim, so everything that's min Shemayim is nitzchius. Anything that's min Shemayim is eternal. And therefore, he explains that the halacha is that we're supposed to light the menorah what does that mean? That the candle should be lit not just by human intervention, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. And that's why he says that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, we know, is not something that we create the Shabbos. The Shabbos is min Shemayim. Every week Shabbos comes. And therefore, since it's an Hesiris that comes from Shemayim, then he explains that our Gemara comes to teach us that if somebody prepares himself Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the Shabbos, it's like the person who lights the menorah, the person who prepares the menorah in advance, and then shall have his oil me'alah. What that causes is that his iris that you have in Shabbos should continue into the next week. Tanya Rabbi Omer says Gemara Rabbi teaches us lacha regel. If somebody says that the get should only be effective after Yontif, what does that mean? Shloshim yoim. It means 30 days. And therefore, should he come within the 30 days? It's funny, he said, the get will be a get if I don't come within 30 days, if it will be till after the Yontif. If he comes within the 30 days after Yontif, it'll still be it won't be a good get. Zoktamar Nofik Rav Chia, Darsh Mishmei de Rabbi, he said this in the name of Rabbi Vikosu, and he was praised. Mishmei de Rabbim, but then he said this, Mishmei de Rabbim, that was said by the Rabbim, it wasn't the opinion of one individual, the local Sue, and they didn't praise him. And the reason is because when he attributed this just to Rebbe, so to Rebbe, people said, yes, this is the opinion just of Rebbe. And of course, we're not obligated to follow the opinion of Rebbe, of one Yochid. And therefore, when he said that this was the opinion of a Rabbim, local Sue, they weren't satisfied. Why weren't they satisfied? Because if it's said by a Rabbim, that should be the halacha, and it's not the halacha. Alma, less Hilchus Kavasei, the halacha is you don't wait 30 days. However, there is a number of opinions amongst the Rishonim, what is the amount of time? Some say that it's 15 days. Other, half of what Rebbe said, 30 days. Some say it's just like after Shabbos, we say Shabbos continues for 3 days. Yontif continues for 3 days. And then I saw another opinion, which is to the other direction. And that opinion says that it's the half point between one Yontif to another Yontif. So it's the midpoint, for example, between Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos and Pesach. Says the Hadron Lach Mish Achso, Hadron Lach Mish Achso, Hadron Lach Mish Achso. Says the Mishnah. Hazoyer get. So we know that one of the fundamental halachas, whenever we speak about a get, is that the get should be given for nasan biyodo. The get should be given into the hands of the wife who's being divorced. So the Mishnah and the Gemara Mitzvah Shem are going to focus on that halacha. Says the Mishnah, Azari get l'ishtoi. Somebody throws a get to his wife. V'hi b'toich b'esoi. And she's in his home. Or b'toich ha'tzeira. B'toich b'esoi in her home. Or b'toich ha'tzeira. And here in her property, hareza megureshes. So Rashi explains that the property that's being referred to in our Mishnah, the Nichsim Milog, we know that a wife could bring two types of assets into a marriage. Nichsim Milog and Nichsim Tzoyim Barzel. The nafkamina between those two types of assets is that Nichsim Milog are the assets of the wives. The husband, as long as they're married, that is, gets the payrus of the Nichsim Milog. And then when the marriage ends, the Nichsim Milog revert back to the wife. Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel are assets that belong to the husband, that belong to the wife, but they're written into the ksuba. And when the marriage ends, technically all he has to do is give her the value of those assets at the time of their marriage. And the Mishnah is teaching, so Rashi says that certainly when we're speaking about Nechosim, assets, property that's owned, we're not speaking about assets that Nechsei Tzoyim Barzel. Because Rashi explains that Nechsei Tzoyim Barzel are considered assets that belong to the husband. And therefore, certainly, if the assets were thrown into her rishus, then it's not, into his rishus, it's not an asset. The assets that we're talking about here are Nechsei Milog. But if the get was thrown into his chatzor, into his house, even if he and she are in the same bed as the get is being delivered, then the halacha is ain't begreshes. The halacha is she is not begreshes. The Medrash, the Yalkut Shemoni, says, Asida Yisrael Shatay Melefonov. Klai Yisrael is going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kfar Ksavta Leimor. You've written, "Hein shalach ishus ishtoi v'holcha mi'itoi v'oisa l'ish acher yoshev ala oid." If somebody divorces a woman and she goes elsewhere, she marries someone else, he can't take her back. So, how are you going to take us back? Amala klum k'safti ela ish v'lekenemik ikela noichi v'le ish ki grushim ati libes Yisrael. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Ein ish, that I'm not a man. So what does that mean? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Sefer Chanukah HaTorah says, that I'm not a man, that's why this halach is not a problem. What does he mean? So explains the Chanukah HaTorah, that our Mishnah just taught us that if a get is thrown to a woman when she's in the husband's property, then the get is not a valid get. So says the Chanukah HaTorah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. The whole world, Lashem Ha'aretz Ha'Meloyoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world, wherever the get is still in his property. And if the get is still in his property, it's not a valid get. L'toicha, but if the get was thrown into her lap, it was thrown into a basket that she carried, then the halacha is megureshes. So the Mishnah said that if the get was thrown into her property, it's a valid get. Even though what's implied in the Gemara's question is that the Torah HaKadosha said, v'nosan b'yodah, that you have to be put the get into her hands. So ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, V'nosim b'yodah, the Torah HaKadosh says, V'nosim b'yodah, ein le'el l'yodah. We would know that the get is only valid if it was put into her hand. L'gaga, if it was put on her roof. L'chtzeira, into a courtyard. Kafifa, is like her yard. Menayin, how do we know that these, in all these cases, the get is a valid get? Tameloimer, v'nosan, mikom mokim. No matter where you put the get, the halacha is that it's valid. And Rashi explains, if the halacha were that the get is only considered a valid get when you put it at their hand, the Torah should have said, ubiyoda yitinena. The fact that the Torah doesn't use those words is an indication that the get doesn't have to be put strictly in our hand. Tosfos has a different explanation. Tyson says that one of the shloishes midos that the Torah is explained with is klal uprat uklal yatadon alakena prat. V'nosan is a klal, anywhere. Biyada, it means her hand. And then it says v'shilchem abeisa, anything works. So anything that's similar to the hand, just like the hand, as we're going to be discussing quite extensively in Mitzvah Shem, is considered hers. Anything, anytime you put the get into one of her, something that belongs to her, then the get will be considered a valid get. The Yerushalmi explains this Gemara because the Torah uses the word v'nosan twice in that parsha. The Torah says v'kosel l'sefer kris v'nosan b'yada. And the pasuk also says, "V'sana ish acher v'kosel of sefer krisis v'nosan biyada." So the fact that the Torah says the word v'nosan twice is to teach us that you don't have to specifically put the get into her hand; putting it into her chatzur is adequate. Says the Gemara Tanya Mihachi Gabi Ganef. We have a similar brisa regarding a ganef. The Torah says that if somebody steals something, and the Torah says, Im himotzei timotzei biyodai shnaim yishalim. Einli ela biyodai. I would only know that the halacha, and this pasuk is teaching us the halacha, that if somebody's a ganef when and he's caught, he has to pay kefil. So I would think that the obligation of kefil only applies when it was biyodai, when it's in his hand, meshicha hagbah. Gage chatzer kafifei menayim, that too is considered a situation of Geneva, Yechayev Kefal, Tamaloyma, Himotze, Timotze, Mikol Mokoyim, to teach us that that is considered a case of Kefal. And Rashi says the same. The fact that the Torah didn't expressly say biyodoy, that it has to be in his hand, is a raya that even if it's not exactly in his hand, it's still considered a situation of Geneva. And Tosfos also explains the Gemara the way he explained it, that he explains himotze is a klal, biyodai is a prat, timotze is a chos of a klal, ma prat umef rishusoy, af kob rishusoy mashma. So says the Gemara v'tzricha, why do we have to have the exact same limud by geneva and by get? The yashminim gabi get, mishum ba korcha v'garsha. Since the husband could divorce her even against her will, so therefore, the Torah said that if the husband puts it in her property, it's enough to make it a valid get. Ava ganef delesi balkarche. Nobody's considered a ganef unless he was a ganef. He stole on his own. So maybe there, he's not considered a ganef unless biyodoy, there was hagbah mashicha. V'yashminen ganef, mishum dekansi rachmona. The Torah wants to punish him. He did a terrible thing that he stole. Aval get, by get, maybe we should take the words of the Torah literally, and therefore the halacha is that it's not considered a valid get until it's put into a hand. The halacha is, that's why tzricha, we have to have the same halacha both places. So the Achronim ask, why does the Gemara have to use this explanation? There's a rule throughout Shas that memainim isur lo yapinan. Halachas that apply to financial matters cannot be learned from halachas that apply to issur v'heter. And this get is issur, and geneva is memaina. So the two subjects are totally different. How can we think that we can learn one from the other? So the Ramshik says, if what we're learning is a limud, so indeed, these are two totally different types of subjects. And since they're totally different types of subjects, one can be learned from the other. But explains the Ramshik, the way to understand what our Gemara is doing is our Gemara is doing a Gili Milsa. Our Gemara is just telling us what is the explanation of the words. When it's to be understood as a Gili Milsa, just as an explanation of the words, then the fact that the two subjects are very different doesn't make a difference. Chatzera, says the Gemara, how could a woman have her own chatzur? Isn't there a halacha? The Masha Kansisha Kanabala, whatever her husband, whatever a woman asks, receives, is automatically her husband's. So how does the Mishnah speak about her chatzur? Answers the Gemara, Amar Belazar, because of law, when the husband wrote, didn't dvarim Eli Benachasayich, that the husband relinquished his rights to the chotzer. And therefore, since the husband relinquished his rights to the chotzer, that's why it's not going to be a valid thing. So, of course, many achronim asked the question we spoke at the beginning of the perek, that the woman does have nechsi melug, so why is that not enough to make it into a chotzer? So Avni Avaluim says a very powerful vart. We've learned many times in our Masechta what a get is supposed to accomplish is a total krisis, a total separation between the husband and the wife. If the chotzer where the get was left still belongs to the husband in some degree, that can't create krisis. And therefore, the halacha is that it's not, therefore the Gemara's question is well understood. Another opinion is the Machna Ephraim. The Machna Ephraim compares this to a situation where somebody rented a property. And the question is, as far as kinyonim, whose property is it considered the property of? Is it considered the property of the owner of the property? Or is it considered the property of the tenant of the property? So he says, there are many that suggest that it's considered the property of the tenant. So therefore, why is the wife who's receiving the get in her chotzer any worse than a tenant? So the Machna Ephraim says as follows. He says that, yes, a tenant certainly has ownership in the property that he rented. And therefore, property, something that's put in that property, he could take ownership of that through a kinyan chotzer. But explains the Machna Ephraim, what does that mean? He says what that means is that he could take ownership of what's in his property of something that he buys from someone else. But let's say the landlord was selling him something and he wanted to take ownership of that asset, that from the landlord, he could not take ownership. The landlord has too much connection to this property, explains the Machna Ephraim, that the tenant should be able to take ownership of something in that of something that belonged to the landlord in that property. And therefore, he explains that's pshat in our Gemara's question. Even if the woman has connection to this property, as we've been saying, it's her nechsi melug. But at the end, the husband, kama shekana isha kana bala. And since the halacha is the kama shekana isha kana bala, the halacha gives the husband too much connection to this property. And if the husband has too much connection to this property, how could that be a valid way of the get being received by her? So therefore the Gemara said, Amar Belozer, the case of our Mishnah is where the husband wrote to her because of law, and of course the Rishonim say it doesn't have to be written, it could be articulated verbally as well, because of law, that he wrote to her, didn't dvar me'en li b'nechasayich, he relinquished rights to the property. Ask the Gemara, the kikos of lahochi mahavi, is that going to make a difference in halacha? Vatanya, the Brisa says, Haimel chaveroi, din advarm ein li asad zu. I have no connection. Somebody's a partner in a piece of property. And he says to his partner, din advarm ein li asad zu, ven li esek ba, v'yadi musulekas imena, in all these cases, yada la maklum, you don't have the ability just to walk away. So if you don't have the ability to walk away, if the husband, at the moment he gets married to the wife, he becomes the owner of all of her assets, then by just mentioning these types of words, it wouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Amri Debei Reb Yanai, Bekoysel Avoy Darusa. Yes, once the husband and wife had nesuin, indeed, the Gemara is teaching us that just saying these words will be inadequate. But if he said it when she was an arusa, so he didn't get full ownership, there's only erusin, then he could say it. The achroinim debate. When the Gemara says that you could, when oida arusa, he can make this kind of a statement, does it mean only when she's an arusa? And the explanation would be as follows. Before Erusin, they have no connection. So the statement would be a meaningless statement. After Nisuin, our Gemara says, it's also too late. It's like the partner that can't just make this declaration and that it should have halachic meaning. Or, what would be that? And therefore, there's only the only time when this statement will have halachic meaning is if the statement was made, as the Gemara says, v'oida rusa. However, there are those achroidim that suggest that even if the statement was made before the erusin, then it would also be a valid statement. And the reason it would be a valid statement is because as long as they don't have this nesuin that connects them, they can make the statement. And says the Gemara, where do we see this concept that siluk, even though will work? Says the Gemara, Rav Chana, Dom Rav Chana, nachal al-bal adam mimakam acher. A person got a property, not through something that the Torah gives him. The Torah gives him the Yerusha. Every Yerusha a person gets from his father, that means the Torah gave him that asset. But if somebody marries a woman, and we know that the husband, as we've learned so many times, is the Yerush of his wife, that came because of his act. And says the Gemara, something that becomes because of his act, then the halacha is adam masnala. A person can make a stipulation. In other words, a husband could say that I relinquish my right to the Yerusha that I get from my wife. It could Rava, and says the one we find this as Rava taught us. I'm a Rava. As somebody says, I am not interested in what Chazal did on my behalf. Keep going. Zu, and the Gemara is going to point out immediately what that means. Shomim loy, we accept. And here too, if the Torah gave the Yerusha of a wife, if the Chazal gave the Yerusha for a wife to the husband, he can relinquish himself. So the Gemara said, what is an example of, so the Gemara said, going Zu, what does that mean? Rav Huna Amar Rav. It comes to teach us what Rav Huna Amar Rav said. A wife could say to the husband, the Torah, of course, says that a husband is obligated to support his wife. But the wife, so this was made on behalf of the wife. So the wife could say, I'm not interested in this. Here too, the husband, before he gets it, has the right to relinquish it. The pasuk says, "V'kol chash ish chachmas lei biyoda tava," and the Sefer Pardes Yosef asks, "Tava means to knit. Women know how to knit. What's the chachmas yad?" So he explains that we just learned in our Gemara that kol mashukan to isha kanabala, that whatever a wife does belongs to the husband. If anything that belongs to the wife belongs to the husband, so then, how could the women have donated anything to the Mishkan? It wasn't theirs to donate. It belonged to the husband. But, he explains, and it's bringing our entire Gemara together in a beautiful way, he explains that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had man. So a wife could easily have said to her husband in the Midbar, "Eini nezaynus v'eini oisa. I'm not interested in being supported. The reason I'm not interested in being supported is because I, Baruch Hashem, have plenty of food without you. I have the mezaynus. I have the mon." If she says that, then the halach is she keeps her earnings. Because she could say, "Eini nezaynus v'eini oisa." The women in the Midbar, says the Pardes Yosef, were women of chachma slave. They knew that it's smart for them to say, "Eini nezaynus v'eini oisa," because they could rely on the man, and therefore whatever they made belonged to them, and therefore it was theirs that they could donate it to the Mishkan. So we've learned here the concept of Kamash Kansi Isha Kanabala. The Pasuk says that Rivka told Yaakov, "Leichna al atzoim, v'kachli misham shnei gidiye izim toivim." And Rivka, Rashi explains, was saying to Yaakov that I had made a deal with your father that when we got married, that every day I'm entitled to two goats. So the Sefer V'Yechi Yosef asks, why did Rivka need to make this type of a stipulation with Yaakov, with Yitzchak as they got married, that every day I should be entitled to two goats? So he explains very much along the lines that we just explained. Rivka was a tremendous Baalas Chesed. We know that's how Rivka was identified by Eliezer. So Rivka was this tremendous Baalas Chesed, but she knew that any time that she does the mitzvah tzedakah, it's really not hers, not her mitzvah, because we just learned Kol Mashe Kanasi Shekana Baala. So what did Rivka want? She wanted to get credit for the mitzvah tzedakah that she's going to do. How was she able to accomplish that? The way she was able to accomplish that was that she upfront made a condition with her husband that I am entitled to two goats every day. If I'm entitled to two goats every day, those goats belong to me. If those goats belong to me, when I give them to tzedakah, it's considered as if I did tzedakah. Rav Amar, Rav says, Rav coming again to answer the question that we began the Gemara with, that kama shekan si shekana bala. So if you throw to get into the wife's whatever, why is it not considered that the husband's not really giving it to the wife? Answer the Gemara, Rav Amar, I ata yada mele kanyo le labal. So putting it to her hand, where the Torah explicitly says, v'nasam biyada, as the proper way of giving a get. So even why is that going to be workable? Why won't there be a problem that it really the yadayim of the wife belong to the husband? We must say a new svara. Gita v'yada kam kechad. That the Torah says a chiddush that these two things come simultaneously. Hachanami, that's what we're going to say, that we're going to say Gita v'chatzera, that even if it's in a chatzer and we have the problem kama shekansi isha kana bala, the halach is the chatzer becomes hers the moment the get is thrown into that. The Sefer Panina Meshulchan Gevoya says, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umi Yomal Oisi, who will do a bris mila on me? Ama at Atzmecha, you yourself. And the Medrash continues, Miyad Notel Avraham Sakin, Avraham Avinu immediately took a knife, Vayoyches Baral also a bar lachdoich, and he took the arla and he was going to cut off the arla. Vayamisyar, and he was concerned, Shayazakim, because he was an old man. Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoach Yodoi, Vachetz Imai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachal took his own hand and helped Avraham Avinu Chaytach to cut it. The question is, he asks, how could Avraham Avinu have done a bris mila? The halacha is that a person who doesn't have a bris mila can't make a bris mila. So he says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He gave him his hand. It was Gitoi V'yodoi Bo'ka'echad. They both came at the same time. And since they both came at the same time, Avraham Avinu's bris was considered a valid bris. Amalei Ravin Ravashi, Rava, Disha Kakashle, the question was about the hand of the Isha. Nay, the Kanalela Mas Yadel. Yes, a husband owns his wife's hands regarding anything she works, she produces. Yod gufa mikonala. So the halacha is, she's saying, the Gemara's question is, why do we have to say a svara of Gita v'yod boyin ke'echad? Yes, a husband has a right to the proceeds of a wife's earnings, but he doesn't own the hand itself. Amalei, says the Gemara, Amalei, Rava yada avid kakashli. So says the Gemara, correct. Rava never had a question about the yadayim of the wife. Because even though a wife has a certain level of ownership over a husband has certain level of ownership over the wife, not that he actually owns the wife's hands. What happened here, says the Gemara, Rava, when he said this chiddush of Gita V'yadav Boyin Ke'echot, Yara Eved Kokashli. He was speaking about an Eved. L'man da'oma, the Gemara in Masech Kedushin, the Chav Beis Omer Beis discusses how could an Eved become free from his owner. And the Mishnah says there, B'shtai Dei Etzmai, that the owner gives the Eved a Shtar Shechur. So the question is, how could that be valid? Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi Damei, to which Rava says, Gita V'yadoi Boin Kachad. That's why, says Rava, just like I say that Svara by an Eved of Gita V'yadoi Boin Kachad, I'm going to say that Svara regarding the Isha, not regarding our hand. Her hand, it's obvious, will be acceptable. I'm talking about a chatzera. How could a woman have her own independent chatzer? To which I say, Gitoi v'chatzera boin kechad, that they both come at the same time. Says the Gemara, Hu Shchimera, which we've been discussing many times in our shiurim, that the Shchimera sees that his situation is very dire, and therefore he does different things, financial arrangements, or get to prevent that his wife shouldn't have to have yibum. The Kasa Get Ladvisa, he wrote the get for his wife, Bahadi Panimal Shabda, right before Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, Vilay Hispik, Le Mesvilay, but he did not have the opportunity to give the get to her before Shabbos, and Le Macher, Takaflay Alma. And the next day, his situation deteriorated, and since the situation deteriorated, he was concerned that he wouldn't make it till Matzah Shabbos. And now he had a question to what could he do? And as Rashi explains the Gemara, even though we've been very lenient with Shchimera, but here there's a new problem. The problem is that the get is muksa. And as we're learning in our shir, the get has to be given from the husband to the wife. But how could he give the get on Shabbos to his wife? It's muksa. There are those that disagree, and they say that a get is not muksa, because they say that the get could be used to learn by looking at the get and learning how to write a get, which is limud Torah. Or they say the get could be used as a battle cap. And therefore, others say that the issue here was that carrying the get from the Rosh Hasharabim, carrying the get from the Rosh Hasharabim to where the woman was the issue of the get. Says the Gemara, also kamei de Rava. So they came to Rava with this question, what should we do here? Amalhu, so Rava said, Zilo Amrlei, they told the Shchimra, the Likne Nela Lahu Duchta Diyos Begeta, that he should give over ownership of this place where the get was to his wife, but by saying, Lake Chazek V'Kni, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechta Baba Basra, that you can make a kinyan with just doing something, and therefore she should just show ownership of that area, and therefore do so, and then she should, if the get is in a closet, open and close the door, and by doing so, she'll take ownership of the get. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Baba Basra tells us, null. If she opened and closed the door, Godar, no, she closed the door, Godar, Parat Kalshu, she showed ownership. So of course the Rishonim asked the question, what was the concern, particularly as we learned from Rashi? The concern was Muksa. Muksa is an Issa Derabbanan. So here, because it's a dire situation, and we want that the woman should be able to receive the get, we were lenient, and we allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. But just like muksa is also midrabbanon on Shabbos, so too making a kinyan is also midrabbanon on Shabbos. So why is this better? So the Rashba and the Ritva say that carrying muksa is an obvious chil Shabbos. They weren't ready to be that lenient. Opening and closing a closet is not that obvious. Another shot that the Rosh says, that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amar Beis says that Chazal allowed a Shchimera to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So we already have a precedent that a Shchimera can make a kinyan on Shabbos. But we don't have any precedent that they allowed Muksa. Another pshat that the Ritva suggests. They were concerned that if they're going to let the woman take the muksa, they let the husband pick up the muksa, he may pass away before he actually puts it in his hand. And it turns out we were lenient on muksa for no good reason. And therefore, they didn't want to do so. Others explain that we learned that the Gemara's concern was carrying the get was the issue. And that is an issa d'oraisa. And since it's an issa d'oraisa, therefore it's mutter. And therefore, by opening and closing the place where the get was, that's considered a maisa chazaka. And since that's considered a maisa chazaka, that's how they took over the ownership. That's how she received ownership of that get. Amalei Lev Ilish LaRava. So Rav Ilish asked Rava, why would this be help? Don't we have the concept that we've discussed earlier in our shir, Mashakon Seisha Konabala? So even if she takes over the ownership of the place where this get was, it's still not hers. It belongs to the husband. Ichsif. So says the Gemara, Rava was embarrassed. L'soifa gloi milsa darusa hava. But then it turns out that this relationship between the husband of the wife was only a relationship of an arusa. And Amar Rava, im Amar benesua, if we said the halacha of kamash isha kanabala, that was said only by a nesua, yom barusa. So the question doesn't begin. Had Amar Rava said afterwards. Rava said, even if it was a nesua, it's not a problem. Loshna arusa v'loshna nesua. Because we have the svara that Rava himself introduced in our shir today of Gita v'chatzera by Ka'echad. Says the Gemara. So why didn't Rava know to answer the question? The Gemara says, Ichsif. The Rava was embarrassed and he didn't know the answer. Rava is the one in our shir that taught us that Gita v'yada, Gita v'chatzera by Ka'echad. Rava Mikara. Rava wasn't the one that taught us that concept in our shir today? Answers the Gemara, yes. Ki Amar Rava, when did Rava introduce this concept of Gita v'chatzeri b'ay ka'echad? A high mice Amra regarding this episode. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody throws a get to his wife, v'hi b'toich beisoy b'toich chatzera, harezim megurashes. Amar ula v'hu, this that we say, that if you throw the get into her chatzah, she's divorced. Shemedes b'tzad beisoy or b'tzad chatzera. If she's right there, most Rishonim say that right there does not mean that she has to be actually in the chatzah. As long as she's near the chatzah, it's adequate. Ravoshi Amar, Ravoshi disagrees, and he says afil b'tveria v'chatzera b'tzipori. She's in two different places. The Mefarshim point out that they were 18 mil away, these two cities, so they were quite distant from each other. Afila, hibet feri v'chatzer b'tzipari, or hibet feri v'chatzer b'tferia. In both of these cases, the halacha will be that she is mugareshes, that she's going to be considered divorced. Ask the Gemara, but what will Rav Oshia do? Well, we just learned in the Mishnah. V'hibet toich b'esa b'toich chatzer k'tani. Wasn't the Mishnah very clear? Says the Gemara, hachi kamar. Rav Oshia is going to explain the Mishnah saying, that as long as this is her property, and it's property that's mishtameris, that it's properly guarded, it's good enough. The kevin, the chatz mishtameris ladata, as soon as she made sure that this property is properly protected, the halacha is miskareshes. Says the Gemara, Lamb come out quickly. So now we have a very fundamental machloikus. Does she have to be by the chatzar where the get is thrown or not? Says the Gemara, Lamb come out quickly. The Gemara wants to suggest this is the machloikus. The mass of her, Ula's opinion is, chatzar mishim yada is rabbi. Why is a chatzar, why throwing the get into a chatzar is valid? Because it's like her yad. And just like her yad is, she's with her hand, so too the chatzar. Or mass of her, chatzar mishim shtichus is rabbi. It works because of shlichus, and your shliach doesn't have to be with you. Says the Marloi. The kol alma chatzar mishum yad es rabbi. Everybody's going to agree that chatzar works because of yad. Masava that it has to be yad mamish. Miay yad b'smucha. The hand is attached to you. Av chatzera b'smucha. The chatzera is only when she's there. Vidach ma yad b'duvka. Av chatzera bedvuka. Are we going to say that? You can't ever be attached to your chatzer. Ella, what it means, it doesn't have to be exactly like your yad. It has to be ki yad, similar to your yad. My yad mishtameres ladata, you are in control of your hand. Af chatzera mishtameres ladata. If you're controlling the chatzer, then if the wife is in control of the chatzer, then that's going to be good enough. But if she's not in control of the chatzer, then the chatzer wouldn't work. But as long as she's in control of the chatzer, he says, even though she's not actually at the chatzer, says Rav Oshia, that will be enough to make it work.